Hello, so I'm Emma Hatfield.
And I'm Susali Barra.
So why did you choose to come to UNC?
Well, I live here in Greeley, so I have gone to campus since I was probably in third grade doing school tours and, you know, going to plays and other events here at school. And I liked the campus from the beginning. And it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I kind of started looking going towards here. And it was since I lived in Greeley that I didn't really pay much attention to UNC since I was here all the time. It didn't really stand out to me. It was just something I was used to seeing all the time. And I remember my junior year, I talked to a few admissions counselors that work here, and I realized that UNC was actually a way better choice than any other school that I could have gone to, and that's why I'm here. Why did you choose to come to UNC?
So I knew I was going into businesses when I was at junior in high school, so I focused on Colorado schools that had good business programs. So I applied to UNC along with a couple of others and came for two campus visits. The first one went terribly because it was the middle of winter, frozen, and it smelled like cows. But the second one I came, it was the spring and everything was blooming, and I got to spend most of that day in the College of Business, and I just realized that I really enjoyed the campus, and I've been just enjoying it ever since, though the winters are still cold.
What expectations did others have for you attending college?
Attending college is something that's expected in my family, and having a degree that I can easily translate into a profession was also expected. My parents would not have helped me with college if I decided to go into a performing art or anything, so they were very excited when I chose business, and they just expect that I do well and get involved and come out with things that I can use that translate to a career. What expectations did others have for you attending college?
Well, I mean, college for me wasn't really like a yes or no question. It was more of you're going, so where do you want to go? I'm a first generation student, so my parents didn't really go to college. And it was just kind of like, ever since I was little, I was educated that it was good to come and get a higher education. And my parents encouraged me to look into it. And I honestly never thought about not coming to college because, well, my parents taught me that it was a good idea, and I always liked the idea of continuing to go to school even after I was done with high school. So it was just kind of something I was going to do. And I looked into it and I did like the idea of coming. So
with that, what do you want to do for a living?
Well, I want to be a doctor, and I looked into a lot of different things when I was younger. In middle school, I looked into going into being a band teacher because I've been in music since I was younger. But after looking at it, and I just didn't really like the idea of teaching. I didn't think that I could do it. And then after that, I changed my mind like a million times. I tried looking into criminal justice and being a lawyer or just a lot of random things. And it wasn't until I think my freshman year of high school that I got into biology classes, and I started realizing that I actually did find interest in science. And then after that, I talked to a few people and I realized that I actually wanted to be a doctor. And I remember, I think it was my junior year of high school, my grandpa got diagnosed with cancer. So I started looking into oncology, and I really like kids, so I was thinking of doing something around the line of pediatric oncology so I could help kids with cancer along with other people. And I'm still kind of looking to see exactly what field of medicine I'm trying to go in, but I really do want to be in healthcare. I think it's the only thing I really want to do, so. What were your first impressions of campus and the people you met?
So, my first impressions of campus were that it was a really easy place to find my way around. I was terrified about getting lost, which still happens in Ross sometimes. But I really liked the buildings, particularly the size of the campus. So when I came in on my first day, and you know, I moved in and I was on the second floor on Central, so I had to go up and down the two flights of stairs a few dozen times to move into my room. Mm-hmm. And so finished moving in, went to Toby Kendall Dining Hall for dinner, and went to go sit down. A group of guys that I didn't know at all just said, "Hey, come sit with us." I go sit down and they launch into a very long, complicated discussion about, you know, different historical periods and within a matter of seconds change the topic to comics and superheroes. And so my first impression of people was that they were a little bit crazy. And so that was interesting. It turns out, though, that they were members of one of the clubs on campus, of which I'm now a part. So it was a really cool experience just to go in someplace and sit down, and all of a sudden I was basically adopted into a group of people that I didn't know and people that I'm still friends with. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you want to be for the world?
I'm not sure who I want to be for the entire world. I guess on a smaller picture, I want to be successful in my career and have a family and be there for them and my kids. I'm not certain how to really be a person who's helpful for the world at this point. That's kind of complicated, mm-hmm. and the world seems like a really huge place. So I'm still trying to figure that part out. Who do you want to be for the world?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a broad question, but I know that I do want to, like, help other people. That's definitely what I want to do. I don't know, I mean, time changes people, so I don't know who I'm going to be in a few years, but I just want to do anything I can to impact other people in positive ways without, like, running myself thin either. So, and I also want to have a family and stuff, and I think that's really important, and just keeping yourself first as well. And that's it. Thank you.
Ta-da.